You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Brian Lynch, CEO and principal of Lee & Associates, New Jersey office. Brian has been a commercial realtor for the past 25 years and will share with us today valuable lessons he has learned in the business. Brian, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and good morning to you. So, first of all, how do you inspire an entrepreneurial spirit at Lee & Associates, New Jersey?
It's actually pretty easy for us to inspire an entrepreneurial spirit, because the individuals who are attracted to commercial real estate brokerage are basically very independent individuals. They, it's a hunt and kill business. You don't eat if you don't kill. So, they're aggressive, strong individuals who are able to go out there and achieve success. So, the type of people that we're working with are aggressive. They like their independence, like to make their own hours, and really go about business in their own way. What Lee & Associates has done is created a format that really allows us to excel. And at the same time, while we have our independence, we have a national platform that is made up of entrepreneurs, real go-getters, and we work together. We have no corporate bureaucracy that we have to answer to. So Lee supports our needs. We determine what we want from our corporate overhead. We don't have our corporate overhead dictating to us how we are going to go do our business. So that's what really sets us apart from most organizations.
What are a few ways you've survived the economic ups and downs of commercial real estate, and how do you inspire your team to keep positive through a difficult time, especially when it's down?
Well, we just went through a very difficult time, as did most of our nation. What we've done on a business level, the brokerage has its peaks and valleys. You can make $1 million this year and make nothing next year. So, you need to, one thing when you're making money, save it. One of our secrets is we really have no debt. Debt and overhead will kill any business. So therefore we are, both our New Jersey office as well as on a national basis, we have zero debt. When we make money, we establish our reserves. We've also, operated property management business here. We're strictly commercial real estate and large multifamily housing properties are what we manage, and that allows us to have some stability during both the upturn and downturn so that our basic needs are met through the property management cash flow. Then when we're making strong money in brokerage, bank it and be prepared, because there is a downturn coming. There always is.
You've been in business in the real estate industry, especially for over 25 years. How do you stay passionate about your business as you did your first day?
This is an easy business to be passionate about. Both ranges of the spectrum on passionate. You have your very high peaks and your very low lows. We often work on transactions for, 1 to 2 years, and you can get all the way to the end of the transaction. You might be a year, 2 years into it. You think it's going to close, and it falls apart on you. So those are really low days. But you also have the very high days where, yes, the transaction closes. You've achieved your objective. You made your client happy. It's also because we deal with business owners and corporations, not individuals. You really get to experience and learn a lot. You learn about their business. What are their needs? What fits for them? Gives you an idea on what's going on in the national industry as a whole. So it's really an easy business to be passionate about. But again, sometimes those passions are a little on the negative side.
Today we're joined by Brian Lint, CEO and principal of Lee & Associates New Jersey, who has been a commercial realtor for the past 25 years, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Brian, how have you built a successful career in commercial real estate, and specifically, what lessons have you learned that you could share with others that you've learned along the way?
Well, it's a great business. It's a hard business, as are most most entrepreneurs face. There's difficult times, but we have the opportunity in our business to make great incomes. But you have to be committed. You can't relax. You're as good as your last deal for the most part. So you need to have four or five transactions lined up at all times going forward, and just never stop, never relax. Know your market. Same time, you have to keep your mouth shut. We're in a business that loose lips do sink ships, and it's the information we have in our heads that really give us the strength and the ability to achieve our clients' objectives. So a wonderful business for the right kind of person. But if you're the nervous type, this is not the business for you.
Interesting. What are the most important characteristics needed for a successful commercial realtor?
Well, I think it's probably true for all entrepreneurs that it's essential that you know your strengths, but as equally important, know your weaknesses, and try to work on improving your weaknesses, but embrace them. Don't be afraid, but be honest with yourself, because your clients are going to know. If you're trying to, act as if you really know everything, they're going to figure that out. So I would say, know what you're good at, know where you're strong, then find the right person to work with to help you with your weaknesses. I do it with myself. When I bring in a requirement for a client, I'll look at that requirement. I know some of what my weaknesses are. Details are not my strength, so I surround myself with people that are strong where I'm weak, and I think that's a great rule of thumb for everybody. The other thing is, don't overpromise. Know you can deliver what you say you can. We're dealing with business people. These are not emotional decisions they're making. If they're in the market for more real estate or they have less real estate, what that means is they have a challenge in their business. Our job is to help them achieve their objective and fix their challenge or problem, whether it means business is great, I need more space, I'm expanding, that's great, or business isn't so good, I need to downsize, I need to backfill my space. Meet your client's needs. Don't overpromise and be honest with them. So I think that's I think that's true for any industry that you're in.
Great information. Certainly appreciate your sharing that with us. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and find Lee & Associates online.
You can find us at lee-associates.com. We're a national commercial real estate firm in New Jersey. I can be reached at 973-475-7053. We can help you with transactions anywhere in the country, and please reach out to us and we'll put you in touch with the right person. Derek, I appreciate your time. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and the privilege has certainly been ours. Brian, thanks for joining us today, and come back anytime.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Brian Lint, CEO and principal of Lee & Associates New Jersey, who has been a commercial realtor for the past 25 years. And once again, the website of reference is lee-associates.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.